This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Agitin Erev Shabbos. Welcome everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos Zachar, Parshas Vayikra. By the way, I want to share with you that we have a brand new Ben La'ashri sheet this week, and we also have a brand new Elevate Your Yom Tov table this week, L'Kavod Purim. You know what? I'll share with you something from there afterwards. This year is going to be on Tefillah and Shabbos Zachar, and the Shirim on Tefillah are dedicated by our dear friend in Los Angeles, Rabbi Tzala Rose, Leila Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, his Neshama Shavin Aliyah, B'Yomei El Tzioshe for his whole family, B'Simcha Sanachas, Ad B'Yas Goel Tzedek. We're up to the fourth Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Shira L'Hashem Shir Chadash. The fourth Hallelujah is talking about the time of Tchias HaMesim. And it ends, La'asois Bohem Mishpat Kasuv. God, execute against our enemies. Written judgment. What's written judgment? What does it mean, written judgment? What does that mean? So Reb Schwab, in the Ion Tefillah, has a magnificent understanding of these words, Mishpat Kasuv. Did you ever say those words before in your life? La'asois Bohem Mishpat Kasuv. Does it sound familiar? You know, from the morning prayer that traditional Jews offer every morning, La'asois Bohem Mishpat Kasuv. So Reb Schwab says amazingly that we know in the Chumash, the Torah obligates one who damages ayin tachas ayin, an eye for an eye, yad tachas yad, shein tachas shein. That's the Mishpat Kasuv, that's the judgment that's written. But the Tarsha Baal Peh says, nah, not an eye for, we won't knock out your eye, you pay money. Or the Torah says, if you damage somebody, we cut off your arm. Chazal say, nah, we just take away your money. What do we learn from here? From here we see that the Torah Shebichsav is focused on Midas Hadin, and Torah Shebaal Peh comes and mitigates it with Midas Harachamim. Torah Shebichsav says, an eye for an eye, cut off his hand. The rabbis come along and say, no. Not an eye for an eye, pay money. Don't cut off his hand, pay money. I'll give you another example. Torah Shebichsav says, Arbaim Yakenu. The rabbis say, eh, just 39. The number that leads up to 40. The same way when Hashem created the world, so Hashem saw the world could not exist with Midas Hadin, so He was Mishtatef Midas Harachamim. God joined up the Torah Shebaal Peh, which is Midas Harachamim, to the Torah Shebichsav, which is Midas Hadin, in order for the world to exist. So therefore, when it comes to a Sefer Torah, if it's missing even the thorn of the Yod, the whole Sefer is puzzle. And how much Kedusha Sefer Torah does it have? It has not an iota of Kedusha Sefer Torah. It's like a Chumash. Because the Torah Shebichsav is Midas Hadin, is very strict, is very exacting, is very perfect. And it's like the body. If a person's head hurts, the whole body hurts. If a person has an infection in one part of the body, the whole organism is affected. But the Torah Shebaal Peh is Midas Harachamim. Not only if it's missing a yud is it good, you could even translate it into English and you could have art scroll and your Mekayim Talmud Torah in any way you understand it and it doesn't have the same exactitude. It could be missing a word. Right, if you learned the Mishnah and you skipped a word and you still got the gist, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And therefore, the Torah places the obligation of teaching Torah on the father, like it says, V'shinan tam levanecha, v'limadatem ha'isam esbeneichem, because we want the Torah to be tempered with the rachamei ha'av al ha'ben. Torah Shebaal Peh is midas harachamim. Therefore we say, God, to our enemy, don't punish them. Do to them mishpat kasuv, written judgment. Ayin tachas ayin v'katzoy says kapa. You should punish them bebechinas hadin, not bebechinas rachamim. Punish them betar shebichsav, not betar shebaal peh. And therefore, when it comes to destroying Amalek, hey, who knows what Shabbos this is? Reuven Miller, what's the Shabbos? That's right. It's Shabbos Zachar. And this week we're going to read about destroying Amalek. And when it comes to destroying Amalek, we say, Ksoiv Zois Zikaroin Basefer. Write it in a book. And Vesim Ba'ozne Yeshua. And tell it in the ears of Yeshua. What does that mean? You need to write the parish of Amalek in a Sefer Torah. Now, even though Moshe didn't write the Sefer Torah until the end of the 40 years, even if you say Megillah, Megillah, Nitna, it was not a Sefer Torah until the 40 years. So why, if they didn't write down the Sefer Torah yet, why did they have to write down to destroy Amalek? You ever wonder about that question? Why were they commanded to write in a Sefer Torah to destroy Amalek? The answer is because something that's written is Midas HaDin, and in order to strengthen and make more judgmental and more strict the punishment of Amalek, they had to write it down. Destroying Amalek is part of Midas HaDin. Therefore, it has to be Mishpat Kosov. Lehi Kosev B'toicha Sefer. And now we understand in Megillas Esther, even though it's called the letter, but Chazal say, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. Amar of Tamchon, Ba'amri La Amar of Asi, Malamit Shetzricha, Sirtut Ka'amita Shal Torah. Yeah, gotta write a Megillah like this Sefer Torah. You have to write it perfectly. You can't veer off. It has to be etched. That's all part of the Midas HaDin, because Megillah Esther is a document about the destroying of Amalek. But when it comes to other zechirais, remembering Shabbos, remembering Miriam, doesn't have to be from a Sefer Torah. Only Masa Amalek. Why? Because Amalek has to be Ksoiv Zoy Sikar Masefer. It has to be from the Sefer Torah, because we have to execute Mishpat Kosov, written judgment to the nations of the world. Now, Reb Schwab adds a few points in his Me'ein Beis HaShoeva. He says that of all the zechiras the Torah commands us, the only one we have to read from a Sefer Torah is Amalek. He says, since it says Ksoiv Zoisi Karin Basefer, that is because since punishing Amalek is Midas HaDin, and we want to execute Mishpat Kosov, like Ayin Tachas Ayin, Uktsoise Es Kappa, and the Reb Schwab gives some other examples. We know, even though the Torah allows a Beis Din to administer capital punishment, but Chazal say that a Beis Din that kills more than once every 7 years or 70 years is called a Chavlanus. Because that means even though the Torah Shebuch Sab says, yeah, kill every Monday and Thursday, anyone who doesn't abide by the law, that's the koyach of the Torah Shebuch Sab, but the Torah Shebal Peh, Shenim Salon Misinai, it's kamad iefshar to ever administer capital punishment. Because you need two kosher edim, and they need to warn him, and they need to be investigated. And who would ever commit a capital offense after being warned? And that is why in the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Rachmana, the Merciful One. Because the whole Torah Shebal Peh emanates from the Midas HaRachmim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's an added point that Reb Schwab brings in Parshas Ki Tseitzeh. That's why in the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to as Rachmana. In this vein, I want to share with you an amazing idea that is advanced by the Vilna Gaon and is advanced by the Baruch Tam quoted in the Pnina Mikarim. By the way, the Gra adds that in the Gemara, even though in the Chumash it's Vayedaber, Midas HaDin is Vayedaber, in the Gemara, Omar Abaye, Omar of Papa, Omar. Why? Because Amira is Midas HaRachamim. The Chachamim in the Gemara are Omar. By the way, that sort of begs the question. In the Mishnah, it sometimes says Divrei. But look in the Sefer Divrei Eliyahu. The Sefer Divrei Eliyahu of the Vilna Gaon is darshaning a pasuk in Tehillim, where David HaMelech says, Sarim Ridafuni Chinam. princes pursue me for nothing. Umidvarcha pachalibi, and from your word my heart fears. Sas anoichi alimrasecha, I rejoice over your statement, kamoitse shalorav, as if someone who found great spoils. What is David HaMelech saying? Who are the princes who ran after him for nothing? What was David afraid of? Says the Gra, David HaMelech was not afraid of Anoshim Pshutim. David HaMelech was not worried about people who were jealous of his Melucha. David HaMelech was afraid of Gedoyle Yisrael, Doyeg, Achi Toifel, who said, David, it says in the Torah, Lo Yavai Amoni Mayavi Bekal Hashem, you're puzzle, you come from Rus, Sarim, princes of Torah, Ridafuni, they ran after me, Chinam for nothing, but I was afraid. Umi Devarcha Pachad Libi, from your Dibor. Dibor is Midas Hadin, what it says in Torah Shebuchsav, that I was afraid of. I was afraid what it says in Torah Shebuchsav. But the Chachomim say, in the Torah Shabbal Peh, Amoini Vlei Amoinis, Mayavi Vlei Mayavis. So therefore David says, Umidvarcha Pachad Libi, from your words my heart trembled, from your Torah Shabbat my heart trembled, but Sasa Noichi Al Imra Secha, I rejoiced over your Amira of the Torah Shabbal Peh, who that the Chazal Darshan Amoini Vlei Amoinis, Mayavi Vlei Mayavis, the Torah Shabbal Peh is Midas Hadin. Dibur is Torah Shabbuchsav, because Torah Shabbuchsav is Vayedaber. But Amira is only Torah Shabbal Peh. Omar Abaye. We don't find Vayedaber in the Torah Shabbal Peh. So therefore David says, Sorim Ridafuni Chinam, Doyeg Va'achi Toifu, Midavarcha, the Torah Shabbuchsav, Pachad Libi. Sasa Noichi Alim Rasecha, Kamaitse Shalom Rav. The Peninim Yikarim quotes in the name of the Baruch Tam the same explanation of Sarim Redafuni Chinam Umidavarcha Pachad Libi. Princes ran after me for naught, and from your Dibor of the Torah Shebuchsav I was afraid, but Sasa Noichi Al Imra Secha Kamoitse Shalom Rav. Now, 4 years ago, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I had this chus to visit the Rashiva of Hebron, Rav David Cohen Shlita. And he shared the following insight, and it very much is in line with what we just learned. Tonight we're going to say in the Bracha Achas Me'ein Sheva, Magen Avoy Spidvaroim Chaye Meisim Mamaroy Magen Avoy Bidvaroi, Mechaye Meisim B'ma'amaroi. Why is Magen Avos Dibor and Mechaye Meisim Mamar? So Rav David Cohen says, the fact that Hashem is a Magen Avraham, that God says in the Chumash itself, Magen Avos Bidvaroi. But the fact that Hashem is Mechaye Meisim, that's a remez in the Torah Shabbal Peh, that's B'ma'amaroi. And the Baruch Tam cites Rabbeinu B'chaye in Parashas Boy, that now this gives us a new insight into the most oft repeated pasuk in Chumash. What's the most oft repeated pasuk in Chumash? Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe le'mor, and all the mafarshim struggle. Just say Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe. What's le'mor? So the Radak says, oh, le'mor is God said to Moshe to say to the other, to say over to Klal Yisrael. But many times it says Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe le'mor, Daber el Bnei Yisrael. So obviously le'mor is not say to Bnei Yisrael, because the next pasuk it says Daber el Bnei Yisrael. And the Ramban in Chumash learns, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe le'mor, is articulating the great principle that the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu was Aspaklaria Hameira, the most clear and absolute vision without any haziness and cloudiness. However, the Baruch Tam quotes Rabbeinu Bechaye, who is saying another explanation for this most oft-repeated pasuk in Chumash. In other words, this is worthy of a shir in and of itself. What does it mean, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar? What does that mean, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar? So again, the Radak says to say over to others. The Ramban rejects that. The Ramban gives his pshat. Says Rabbeinu Bechaye, Vayedaber is Torah Shebichsav, Lemar is Torah Shebaalpeh. That is why it's the most oft repeated pasuk in Chumash, because the central principle of the Torah is that there are two dimensions of Torah. There's Torah Shebichsav and there's Torah Shebaalpeh. I will end off with one question, and then I'll share with you one nice vard on Purim. The question I have on this is, there's a gra that we've quoted in the past, and maybe we'll speak about it in the future again. The gra says that Hashem has two names, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Yud-Kei Vav-Kei we know is Midas Harachamim, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is more Midas Adin. Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is 26. How many books in Tanakh? 24. Plus the two Luchais, 26. So Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is Keneged Torah Shebichsav, the 24 books of Tanakh and the two Luchais. How many Mesechtos are there? 63. If you count Kelim as three Mesechtos, 65. Aleph, Dalet, Nun Yud is 65. Nun Yud is 60. Can I get the 60 Mesechtos that are the Eraisa? And Aleph Dalet is 5, or can I get the 5 Mesechtos that are the Rabbanon? So to me, this is a little bit against what the Gra is saying, because the Gra said that Torah Shebichsav is Midas Hadin and Torah Shebaalpeh is Midas Harachamim. On the other hand, the Gra says that the Torah Shebichsav corresponds to the Shem Havaya, which is normally Midas Harachamim, and the Torah Shebaalpeh corresponds to the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is usually Midas Hadin. So that is a thought for this week, Shabbos Zachar, as well as the tefillah that we're up to, the fourth Halleluka. And I want to share with you one more brief idea.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.